Okay, we're up to Gemara Chof Gimel Amud Beis, Yuma Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Anybody who learned in the Mir Yeshiva in Yerushalayim, when you go off Meir Sharim, coming down from Kikar Shabbos, you make a left, and then you go down towards the Mir Yeshiva. Ever were there? Near where Reb Nos and Tzvi Finkel lived, across from there, there's an open space, which for some reason they never built. So the Maseiros in Yerushalayim is, like right behind the Meir Shorim, there's a whole open space, maybe now the building there, was the place where they used to take the Hitzoyas Hadeshin out of the Beis HaMikdash and put it over there. Why? Why is it so far from the old city? Well, the Pasuk says, Uporshates Bigodov, Vilovash Bigodom Acherim, after he made the Trumas Hadeshin, we're coming to the Gemara in a second, so one of the things that you had to do in the Beis HaMikdash after you took off some of the deshen from the Mizbeach is bring it mechutz lemachaneh. We're going to have to be ma'ayin and look into what it means el mokoyim tohar. So the Torah tells us, A, it was taken out to a place, and B, he put on different begadim. The Gemara now, even though we're going to see the Gemara, this Gemara is talking about every day. Every day there was a Trumas Hadeshen and I saw a Hadeshen. Tona Rabbonon. Uporshat, the Pasuk, it's left out in the Gemara. Uporshat es Bigodov, Bilovash Bigodim Acherim, Vahoitzi es Hadeshen, El Michutz Lamachan El Mokim Tor. The Brisa says, Shemani, I would be able to understand the Pasuk that the taking off of the Begodim between the Trumas Hadeshen and the Hoytzoas Hadeshen, right? Now, it just happens to be, we'll see about it, that you didn't do the Hoytzoas Hadeshen every day. You did it when it was necessary. But you would think you would take it out, Kederech Yoim HaKippurim, an unbelievable comparison. Why? What happens on Yom Kippur? There are two sets of begadim. There's the begadim of the big day Lavan, and there's the begadim of the big day Zohav. The Kohen, for certain avoiders, wore the big day Zohav, which were the avoiders that weren't tied directly to the Yontif of Yom Kippur. And the regular begadim, that was the big day Zohav. The big day Lavan were for the avoiders that were unique and special for Yom Kippur. And every time he took off the begadim and put on, he had to be toivel and do a kiddush yadayim for aglayim. There's the whole thing, chomesh tvilos v'asara kiddush. So now the Gemara Sama, and there also it says, uparshat v'lovash, uparshat v'lovash. So the same would apply here when the Torah says uparshat. There was a change of uniform, so to speak. Shepoishet, just like Yom Kippur, big day koidish, by the haromas hadeshen. Because by Aromas Hadesh is a beferish of pasuk. The lova shakoyin midoy bad or michnesay bad yilbish al psaroy veheirim es hadesh. The loivish begodei choil. And now when he took it to Bodesh, now what does the Gemara mean? Just like Yom Kippur. Just like Yom Kippur, the big day Zov compared to the big day Lovin are different in status, I guess. So too, the begodim that he took off from the Trumas Hadeshim, which are real bona fide big day kuna, and he would put on his plain big day choil, and that's why, right? So Rashi says, an interesting, we skipped along Rashi, because that I explained. Talmud Loimar, where's the Rashi? Rashi, Pedivre Hamaskul, and Hokigar Sinon, at the end of the Rashi, v'zeh she'en lo l'shavet big day lovin l'big day zov she'ahed yitu, v'enoi mamash shamish b'big day zov, yishan big day kodesh ha'orim b'em k'moish ha'namar, v'yilvish big day choyl. Rashi says, over here's not shayich to learn directly from Yom Kippur big day zov to big day lovin, because we're talking about a kohen hed yit, there is no big day zov, there is no big day lovin. So we're going from regular big day kohen hed yit to his weekday clothes.
Is it an avoid or not an avoid?
Oh, let's see that. That's going to be a very good question. The loivish big day choil, and that's how he takes out, right? So really, Actually, the Tosis Yishonim, Bedivrei Amaschul Yochel, the first one, right, is really bothered by this kasha. What is the comparison between the Kohen Gadol changing begodim? Over there, he's changing begodim. It's from one type of Bigdei Kuna to another type of Bigdei Kuna. So we're comparing the poishit from Bigdei Kuna to your suit and jacket? So Rashi says, yes, it's just a play on the words of poishit, that there's a change. What the status of the change, that's not the limud. Zok Tosis Yishonim, you see the first one. Yochel kemitzvahs, first of all, he changes the girsa. Yochel not kederech, it's yochel. Yochel kemitzvahs. Zok ter, v'loivish bigdei kuna. Nira l'rebi d'loi goris le. Demai shayich zeh l'koyen goro b'yema kipurim. What kind of comparison is there between here and the b'yema kipurim? V'im yishum shem mishana me bigdei zov le bigdei lovon. Umay big day love and la big day zav, elu veelu koydishem. What's the compare? Here is what he's saying. The goris she poish to big day koydish loivish big day chayv legor kmitzvah going goral biyamakipurim. Asi shapir. So because of this kasha, the Tosis Yishonim almost finds no other way than to change the gears of the Gemara. That we're not learning. It's just been poshad yochel. Parshat is big day kuna, big day choil, and leaving out that whole thing b'yoma kipurim, kederach yoma kipurim. Rashi says no. We just learn out the change, and if it's the change, it would be that. Then we'll see exactly how this is. V'leivish big day choil, Talmid loymar no. Uparshat es bigodav by noitzos adeshen. V'leivish bigodim acherim. Bigodim acherim means. Right? It should have said Uporshat es begodav velovash acherim. Why does it say Uporshat es begodav velovash begodim acherim? Makish begodim shaloivish le begodim shepoishit. Ma'ala alon big day koidesh, afkan big day koidesh. Okay. So it has to be big day koidesh. Afkan big day koidesh. Im kein. That if Boitzos Adesh, you need Big Day Kodesh. But the Pasuk says, V'lovash Bigodim Acherim. Mashma has to be different than the first one.
So what are you looking at?
So Monoshah, you're stuck now between two sides. You're being in a tug of war. It has to be Bigodim Big Day Kuna, Big Day Kuna. And it has to be Acherim. And Acherim doesn't just mean another set. The Gemara thinks at this point, Acherim means another type, p'chusin mayhem, it's less. The Gemara, so what does p'chusin mean?
So what are we learning out from Kohen Gadol, from Yom Kippur now?
That there's a change, and there's a change of status.
There's a parsha that's begad, that's the change.
No, but it has to be a change of status. There's a change in the type. So first we thought it's a change in the type. Just like by a Kohen Gadol, it's big day zov to big day lovon. Or big day love unto big days off, so they're different levels. So too over here, it has to be different. So the Gemara thought, what's the only different level there? The only place to go is down. Down is to hit the floor. What would be the floor? Big day choil. So the Gemara, no, there's another place in between. Pchusin mayhem. What's pchusin mayhem? Zog the Gemara, what is pchusin mayhem? Zog the Gemara. So Kigoin Rashi says, "Schokim oy me pishton she'ene mutzav vein de meyem yikarim she'efa malach mishenoyse chutzal machne v'gnai lemele."
It's
big day kuhuna, but they're not fresh big day kuhuna. Zoylin, they're cheaper. So memele, that's the pshat. It's an unbelievable pshat, right? And therefore, there's another type. Okay. Because it's taka shver what you're saying. So the Tosis Yishonim im kein matam loyma acherim. Take a look at the Tosis Yishonim, the second one. Kiloymar the mashma big day choil. Mashma di loyma kshinon di loy makshinam pshita liloyv shohu mashma nami beg the choil. Vetema dim kein amai itzuch kederuch shekoyin gadol oisa shepoishu big day koyish loyv shohu choil. Right, your question, what are we learning from the Kohen Gadol? Yesh loymar she'enoy mevia elo ledimyon ba'alma. Ke loymar kidero she'en gadol oise diksiv nami yiposhat. Ulamai deloy garsina lei osi shaper. So to tell you, Sean, listen, I do much better. I don't need the whole Gemara with Kohen Gadol. Okay, I'm not sure. Now the next teretz, Rebbe Elazar oymer. The lovash begodem acherem v'hoitzi. It has to be v'lovash begodim. Listen to the way Rebbe Elazar learns the pasuk. Let's go back to the pasuk. The pasuk poshad es begodov v'lovash begodim. Comma. You know, there's no grammatical things in the Torah. So we say v'lovash begodim. Comma. Achirim v'hoitzi. And a different koyin takes it out. The achirim doesn't go on the begodim. The Acherim goes on what? On the Koyin. Acherim Vahitzi. Now, what does it mean, Acherim Vahitzi? Does it mean another Koyin? No. Acherim means another status. Just like we said, Begodim Acherim is a different status, Begodim. He learns it's a different status of a Koyin. Limud ala Koyhanim Balei Mumin. That are called Acherim. Shekshayrim lohoitzi hadeshe. Zok Rashi. Acherim lohoitzi limalakam bali mumin. Hai acherim akoyim koi. Kiloimar. Koyhanim shein acherim meruchokim mishar. Rashi learns the word acherim is like separate. They're separated. And that's what would be that avoida according to Rabbi Eliezer. That's what it is. The question is, so what is he going to hold about the big day kahuna, which we're going to see in Tosfos in 2 minutes? Could a koyin before the Gemara learned, you need big day kahuna for itzos hadesh. Just, it's not, you don't take out fancy ones, fresh ones. But now that he learns that a Koyin Balmum could do it, is that a diametrically opposite, and it's not an Avoida? Because we don't usually find a Balmum could do an Avoida. But at the same, we're going to see about this, a very Lam de Shazach, which is going to come. Amar Mar. So first the Gemara comes to explain the Tanekame. Who was the Tanakama who held that he has to wear the begodim? But he has to change the beauty of the begodim, the freshness. Omar mar acherim p'chusin mehem. Ki detanya devei Rabbi Yishmoel, detona devei Rabbi Yishmoel, begodim shebishol bem kdeira l'raboi, lo yimzok bem kois l'raboi. It's a svara dikazah. So it's like the Tanekame. And the Gemara says, just like we say that, but Rebbe Lezer's Choylik on the Tanekame. And he learns Balei Mumin. Look, the Gemara, no, there's another Memra. Amar Rish Lakish, Kemachloik is Behoitzo. Kach machloikis baharome. Rabbi Yochanan, ma machloikis boitzo. That means say like this. Now we establish a machloikis to Tanakama and Rebbe Elazar. The Tanakama holds that what? What's all the Tanakama? The Tanakama holds you need a regular koyin. It's just a question on his uniform. And Rebbe Elazar holds, it's not only a question on the uniform, it's a question on the person's status. So the Tanakama is going to hold, now, that's an unbelievable chiddush. Zokter Shlakish. You could use a Koyin Balmum, according to Rebbe Elazar, even for the Trumas Hadeshen. Even the Trumas Hadeshen, it's possible. Right? Even the Trumas Hadeshen.
Right, it's the chiddush, right?
What? Yeah, we're going to see that. Yes. What? So the Gemara, machloik is boitzo, kach machloik is barom, we'll see. Rabbi Yechon, nah, in hoitzo, maybe. Aval barom, eh. Divra koil avoidi. You need a koil.
It says that the
Kohen Gadol
did it.
Yeah, my time at the Rish Lakish. Omar Loch, Rish Lakish said, Yisal kedaitoch, that Trumas Adeshin is avoidi. Yesh lecha avoidi shek sheiro bishnei keilim. What does the Torah say? In the parsha of Trumas Hadeshin state, V'lovesh ha-koyin, midoy bad, u'michnesei bad yilbash ha-psoroi, v'hirim es Hadeshin. That's mashma in the posik, that the koyin who was made him es Hadeshin is only loivish michnosayim uksoines. So it's behechrich that it's not an avoido, and that's why you could be machsherit v'balei mumim. So Memele, the only difference was by the Trumas Hadeshen, you wore fresh ones, but you have to use a Bal, you could use a Balmum, because we never find Bisman Chain Bigdayim Alayim and Kinusim Alayim. So it's not the din. For Rabbi Yochanan says, nay, Goli Rachmonek Ksoines Umichnosayim. Who are the limits nefes v'avne? He has to wear all four. So Memela Balmum is not kosher. So like the Gemara on Rabbi Eichanon. If you have to wear it, it was a Maishno honey, why did the Torah only pick out Midoy Bad or Michnesei Bad? Midoy Bad, Midoy Bimidosoy. Look at the Tanya. And the Gemara goes through a whole bunch of different things. Okay, we'll have to see that. So Mela is Ogdi Gemara, that would be that din. So let's just go it over now. We have a machloikus to Tanakama and Rebbe Lezer. The Tanakama holds a koyin needs to be a total good koyin for Trumas Hadesh. For Itzoyz Hadesh, and also, most probably the Tanakama holds, it has to be good. Now of us, there's a difference in the begadim. Do you need shiny begadim or not shiny begadim? Rebbe Lezer holds, no, the Kahanim Balei Mumin are good for what? For the Hoitzoes Hadeshen. And that's what it means, Acherim. And you need Balei Mumin for the other. Kumpt Rish Lakish and Zokt Rish Lakish, once Rebbe Lezer was Mechadish, that you need, that a Balmum is good for Hoitzoa, a Balmum is also good for Trumas Hadeshen. So the Gemara, oops, is good for Trumas Hadeshen, is vos? Vos? That's good, because not avoid. What's the rai? Because you only need two. That's going to be the machlek. Zok Taisvis. Yesh avoidu shek sheiro b'shnei keilim. That was Rish Lakish's din. So al kochoch Trumas Hadeshen is not a real avoidu. If it's not a real avoidu, so that's why you wear two begadim, and that's why that's why it would be good, even with a balmum. Oh, we're going to see that in a second. Avol ipcha frek toisvis. Listen very carefully to toisvis. Toisvis de ramaschel yesh. Avol ipcha loy tikshilo. Yesh lucha dover sheina avoida. And you need to? You should shoot back on Rish Lakish. So the same thing. So the Torah says. So the Torah says it's an avoida with two. That you can't tolerate. So Elamai, you're telling me it's not an avoida. So it's not an avoida. Why do you need two? The whole like kasha is a ktaismas. The gzeres ha-kosov hu lahachmer. Okay. It's like you just, it's a gzeres ha-kosov that you need two. But it can't be an avoida. But Torah says, there's no Isser im Leivish Big Day Kuna Shaloi Bidin Avoida. Maskinel, come on, the Big Day Kuna, Nitnu Lehenis Man. Very Shmer Taisus. So the two Begodim is a soul, it's a symbol. It's symbolism. It's not an Avoida, and you wear two Begodim.
Usually Begodim are also if you snap a Shas Avoida.
Right.
So, I mean,
over here it's not. Taisus says, I don't know, he brings the Big Day Kuna Nitnu Lehenis Bohem. So it's not me'ila to use the thing. That Trumas Hadeshen needs four. So the Bein Oitzo, Bein Arome, Ba'arba Kelim, Bein Latanakam, Bein L'Rabbe Lazel, the Trevayu Moidu, the Makish Bonjolev, Shabonjab Poishit, Afilo Ochil, Rabbe Lazel, Balimumin, Shem Loitzo, the Lava Voidi, Avogav to Tuna Arba Kelim somehow, according to Rebbe Yechanon, because you will show the Mucha Lava Voidi, Mikaklis Rabbe Kelim, Imkin Lomali Crow of Lazel, Hachshab Balimumin. My time, the Tane Kame, the Apostle Bali Mumin Loitzo. That means the Tosis is asking the Kasha on Rebbe on Rish Lakish. If Hoitzo's Hadeshen is not an Avoido, so then why would the Tane Kame apostle that? Vyesh Loimar, the end of the Tosis. Mishum de Balmum, Choshev Kemoi Zar, the Salketa Chamine, Kitaile, Aldait Cheshazar, Ubale Mumin, Kravim, Legabe Mizbeach, they're never good. Lochi Tzoruch Krol, Rebbe Lezer, Dainu Taima, the Tana, the Apostle. I don't really understand this part of Tosfos. So, what would the Bale Mumin, what kind of compromise? It's not an Avoido.
What's not? What are we talking about?
It's
Hadeshah.
It's Hadeshah. Right. Okay. But you still need a Kohen. And according to Rebbe Lezer, you don't use a Baal, you use a Baal Mum, right?
It's not a Revolta. What do you need a Kohen?
That's what I mean. Yeah. What
it is. But you have to get from the Heichel.
Tosfos is saying something.
Because you have to take it out of the Heichel.
And if you need,
yeah.
How are you going to get it out?
Well, you can't have a Zarek in the.
Yeah, 1 second. Let me see what's the chat here. Someone has to say a chat.
What are the lessons regarding going on the Mizbeach? Is there a limit how who can go on the Mizbeach itself?
There's a lot of
Oxford doesn't say anything?
No. Nope. I just saw an interesting kasha from the Shagazalia. So the Gemara is mar bebalei mumin, because it's not a real avoida, but it has to be a koyin. So it's a koyin who's a modified koyin. Hikshak vuris hari. Me no longer rabbis me aposik balei mumin. Dilma aposik le rabbis chalolim. She yiu ksherim loitzois hadeshen. So therefore, we should be mar be the kal veloi hachomor. I want to give you like a little primer. Why is a cholol who's born from a koyin, from let's say a grusha, is more kal than a balmum?
Is a cholol?
A cholol should be worse than a balmum. So to shagis aye, because the halach is if a cholol doesn't avoid it by mistake, it's kasher. Because we learn out from a posik in Parshas Vezoyis Habrocha. Right, we learn out from a posik. I'll remind myself the posik in a second. Mashen kein a balmum nat. Sok to shagasari vetirits. Shekol mashe motzinu shecholol kal yoiser. Hu rakim b'shas avoyde loy noyde loy shohu cholol. V'rak la'acha mikein noyde shu cholol. B'zeh we learn from a posik shavoydoso ksheira. So therefore, now here we want to do it. I don't know his in the svara. Why?
I would think.
Why would we learn on a balmum and not a chol?
Because it looks obvious. It's like mias. A balmum looks mias. We're a chol. Yeah. You don't see it.
But this is a place where a koyin balmum would be good. Sheksherim loitzo is hadeshen, and maybe even for the trumas hadeshen. Okay. That's a kasha. You talk about Yesh Lavish Kevshe Kaili. Okay. So the Gemara, let's see the Gemara a little further. And the Gemara is going to ask a little bit of our kashas. So I don't know, we need really a lumdus to find maybe of a Shabbos. What is the gather of this avoidah, that it's an avoidah? It needs kahuna, but it could have a modified kohen.
No, that's not an avoidah.
No, but according...
to an extent that you need a kohen.
No, according to Reb Elezer, according to Reb Yechana, machloik is bohoitzoh, aval baharoma divrei hakoil avoidah. According to Rish Lakish, they're both not avoidus, but you still need kahuna. But balmum is good. Okay, let's see the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes off on a little bit of a tangent. What would be, so now it says in the Torah, midoy varu michnesei bat. So why did the Torah say midoy bad, and it only is mechnasayim uksaimis? So the Torah is saying that he doesn't need four begotten for trumas adeshen. So how is he going to know midoy bad kimidosoi? It should be like the midas hakoyin. Mida afke rachmona beloshein midoy. So you have to say, Shelo yeh davar koydem lemichnosayim me'al besoroi nafke. So you could use it for this limud. Shelo yeh davar koydem lemichnosayim. So according to Reb Yochanan, the whole pasuk is extra. Because of course you need begodim. So therefore we learn mechnasayim k'tayim. So the whole pasuk is coming to teach us these dinim. According to Rish Lakish, it's a chiddush himself. So therefore, the way it says it, we have to learn shelo yehi davar koydim lemichnosayim. So this is a kasha from the Kohen Gadol. Shelo yehi davar koydim lemichnosayim, and that has to be the thing that he wears. Interesting Rashi. So Tosis Akash. I just want to do this Tosis because it has a sidebar thing. So we learn Shalayda Frek Tosis. Minayan Shalayda Afal Gafda Gabi Koin Gadol Namik Sibbe Pash Zachemois. That there should be nothing before the Michnosayim. So why do we need a posik by a Koyan head yet? It's trich zok toisvis. The mehedev and the michdeve, but Koyan head yet. To have a finalu meadode, given the chalukim aim lekamin yonim. You can't learn out things from the Koyan godel to the Koyan head yet. Zok the rashash. Shalule divrei toisvis. The reason the Torah says it by Kohen Gadol Yehal Psaroi, because the Mora Darshan, Shelo Yehi Dava Choytzis Bein Abgodim Legufay. So what does the Rosh Hashanah want? So maybe you need two psukim. One pasuk is for the order, and one pasuk is, which is an extra pasuk, that there shouldn't be Dava Choytzis. Shouldn't be a davar choitzitz, meinoi lemeinav begodim, and from that you learn from the big day kuhuna of the gedoyla, big day kuhuna gedoyla. That's what be that din. Yeah. I'm just not sure. I would think, what is the din chatzitza? Is chatzitza, you can pose a question, is chatzitza that it's not called lavush? Or is chatzitza, what is the chatzitza? Or chatzitza is a din. There's a mitzvah to wear the begadim, and if there's a chatzitza, it's not, you don't have it. It's not, it's like a, maybe then I wouldn't be able to learn that from the Kohen Gadol also to the Kohen Hedyot. Okay, I'm not sure if that's what would be the limud of that. So the Gemara, okay. Neimo kitanoi. This machlek is Rabbi Yehoshua Shlokin Shiftum Zadeshin is called an Avoida. Comes for love, Shakoim, Debat Mursmad Yilbash Absori. Ma Talmud Lay, Ma Yilbash. Lavi mitznef is lamar. The Rabbi Huda, the Zamer Lehav is big. They coin Golub Yamakburim. Shekshelin lekoyin ed yet. We have to know what that din is. Shtei tshuv is yesh b'dover. Avnei shul coin Golub is kavnei zeh avnei tshul coin edit. Boy, big day shemishamish mem kedusha chamura would be like that. So I'll have to go over this tomorrow, and Mitzvah Shem will try to do it over Shabbos. Sunday, and we'll go on to this.
The Gemara uses the term mitznefes. That was the